Welcome to another episode of Credit Donkey Radio, where we provide you with tips and tricks to level up your financial health for now and the future. I'm your host, Tony, and today we're going to be talking about alternatives to Quicken. In the past, Quicken used to be the go-to product for tracking personal finance on your computer. Originally released in 1983, when hair metal was topping the charts, VHS tapes were all the rage, and Apple was just getting out of the garage. At the time, over the following decades, and even throughout Quicken's heyday in the early to mid-2000s, there were very few programs that could stand up to its feature set and few viable alternatives to the software. However, much like Glamrock and VHS, Quicken hasn't aged well, and the technological innovations from that garage company have put a wide array of alternative, easy-to-use, and sometimes free options directly in the palm of our hands. Especially with Quicken's 2018 change to a subscription-based business model, it's probably time to hang up this outdated software alongside the spandex pants and look for better options. Before diving into specific companies, though, it's good to have a general idea of what to look for in any personal finance software and why Quicken, despite its longevity, is falling out of favor. If you look hard enough, you can find any complaint imaginable about any product on the internet. Quicken is no different, but there are a few reoccurring themes that come up over and over again. One of the most frequent and annoying is Quicken's issues with syncing to financial accounts. The software allows users to link and track bank accounts and credit cards within the software, but many complain about the information updating slowly or not syncing properly. A quick look at Quicken's support forums show issues with gathering data from nearly every major financial institution, and that's only on the first page. Another common complaint is that you have to use their desktop software to access their mobile app. In today's ever-connected world, where it's more than possible to not even own a desktop computer, this is quite an archaic way of doing things. In this same vein, there are concerns about how long the software will even continue to be around, with non-subscription versions being discontinued and features not working as intended. It would come as little surprise for the software to be entirely dropped by their holding company. To add further perspective on the flight away from Quicken, in 2016, Intuit sold off the software after acquiring their competitor Mint. These days, when looking for money management software, there's a laundry list of companies to choose from, each offering something a little different from the rest and presenting their own take on the process. I know that it's vague and ambiguous, but which program is best will largely depend on a user's specific financial situation. However, there are a few must-have features to look out for when evaluating any financial software. First and foremost is account security. If you're connecting every piece of your financial puzzle into a single app, it's absolutely critical that your information is secure. Data encryption and two-factor authentication should be mandatory, with read-only data handling being a great feature for apps that don't make direct bill payments. In this same vein, what types of accounts you can synchronize within the software should also be of importance. Even if your financial picture is fairly simple now, it might not be in a few years. Using an app that is relevant to your financial situation and can adapt as it changes over time can save a lot of frustration down the road. Another big feature to look out for is ease of use. Tracking your finances, setting budgets, monitoring investments, and similar tasks can be rather mundane, boring, or time-consuming for many people, making it hard to initially develop the habit of staying on top of your financial life. Using clunky, unintuitive, or confusing software will make the process seem all the more difficult to manage. Remember that these tools should simplify your life, not make it more frustrating. So, let's name some names on Quicken alternatives and see how the competition stacks up. First on the list of alternatives is Personal Capital. They provide a stout feature set for getting the full picture of your entire financial life, with most tools being available for the attractive cost of free. For a deeper dive into personal capital, check out our episode dedicated to their tool set. But the too long, didn't listen version is that they are one of the most robust financial management platforms on the market, especially for more complex financial situations. Their only real downside is that the budgeting tools leave a lot to be desired. But that negative is easily overlooked when factoring price to performance. The next on the list is You Need a Budget. True to their name, this software focuses solely on budgeting, using a zero-sum method where every penny that comes in or out of your pocket needs to be accounted for and categorized. This is an immensely useful strategy for paying down debt and planning ahead for big expenses. You Need a Budget isn't free, but is an easy introduction into the world of budgeting and a really good starting point for beginners looking to get serious about their finances. For those who love spreadsheets, Tiller Money is a great choice. The web-based program works in Excel or Sheets by importing your daily spending into totally customizable spreadsheets. This customization allows you to create multiple budgets and track what's most important to you in a highly organized system. They don't offer investment tracking, but the straightforward layout simplifies the budgeting process. It's not free, and if you're an Excel power user, you might be able to set it all up yourself, but it is a fairly low-cost solution for streamlining the data entry headache of DIY budgeting. For the Apple users who may feel left out by other software choices, Banktivity provides a macOS and iOS-only solution utilizing a zero-sum budgeting approach. Other features include savings goals, building interactive custom reports, and paying bills straight from the app. They have three payment tiers to cover increasing levels of financial complexity. Next up is Pocket Guard. It's a freemium basic budgeting app. It calculates your monthly, weekly, and daily budget based on your bills, income, and savings goals. Then the program tells you how much money you have left over for everyday purchases. Quicken, on the other hand, relies on you to set your own monthly limits. The basic account is completely free, or you can opt for Pocket Guard Plus, which lets you track your cash spending and create custom spending categories. Mint is the software that essentially booted Quicken out of the Intuit family of products. It's a free tool that lets you create custom budgets for all of your spending categories. It also allows you to set goals and track your savings progress. All of your transactions are synced and sorted into categories automatically. It also offers alerts to help you stay on track throughout the month. Plus, you can get a free credit score, credit monitoring, and tips to improve your score. Its investment and retirement tools aren't very robust, and the automatic categorization doesn't always work correctly. But these are pretty minor details if you're looking for a low to no cost solution focused solely on saving and budgeting. Every Dollar is next on the list, and based on Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps approach to personal finance. The steps include saving for an emergency fund and paying down your debts starting from the lowest balances. The idea is that you'll get a psychological boost with each little victory, so you'll actually stick to your financial goals. This is a purely zero-sum budgeting app, so you won't find any investment or retirement tools. The full paid version also comes with a hefty premium for having Dave Ramsey's name attached to it. And the free version is extremely limited and requires manual tracking. If you're based in the US, MoneyWiz is a name you may have never heard of before, but it's one of the most popular financial tracking apps outside of the States. If you need to track a large amount of investments like stocks, Forex, and cryptocurrency, it could be a solid choice for its range of automatic account types it can synchronize with. You will need to pay a premium to automatically sync up accounts, and their basic manual import tier also isn't free. But the pricing isn't outrageous either. Who doesn't appreciate a free, full-featured program? Last up on this list is NuCash. This is an open-source accounting program designed for easy user migration from Quicken. It can help you track your bank accounts as well as your investment portfolio and even help out small business owners with bookkeeping and invoicing. It doesn't have some of the customizable features found in paid programs, and there's no mobile version. But the ability to import Quicken files, price points, and ongoing open source development make it an attractive alternative for those who don't want to stray too far from the familiarity they have with Quicken. Here's the bottom line. Budgeting is a crucial step towards financial freedom. If you're switching from Quicken or just need a new program to organize your money, all of the mentioned programs can help you take control of your financial situation. However, a budget is only useful if it fits your lifestyle and preferences. Be sure to go with a program that's intuitive and enjoyable for you to use so that the budgeting habit is easy to stick with. Even though most of these programs require a subscription fee, they all offer a free trial period or basic free-to-use tier. So make sure to take advantage and test out a few services before you commit to one. For more content like this and for a deeper dive into these topics, make sure you check out our other episodes and visit creditdonkey.com, where we have tons of material to help you level up your financial literacy for now and the future.